Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back, Mr. SRV. Still miss him, but we still got his music, and we'll keep playing it as long as we... As long as I'm here, we're gonna keep reintroducing you to him, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and this is another one of those segments I take every week, and a couple of them, like last segment and this one, to talk about things that are on my mind. Just the two of us. By the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check that out. Subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every week, every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, my syndicated column is on Biz Journals, on Forbes, on NASDAQ.com. It's in the newsletter. It's on the website, so check all that out. I think you'll like it. And then, of course, my books. Go to jimblasingame.com. You can find all my books, The Age of the Customer, Third Ingredient. Those two have won 7 international awards, and I'm really proud of them. So I want to talk about politics a little bit. And this is the day after the last debate by the Democrat hopefuls, the ones who were hoping to be nominated. And there were a dozen of them apparently on the stage. I didn't watch it. Because I just couldn't watch it, but I do know some of the highlights, and I know some of the basic things that they're arguing over and discussing and proposing and promising. And I just want to talk about what I consider to be something we've lost. America has lost something at the national party level. We've lost the Democrat Party. Folks, as you know, we're nonpartisan here on this show. I've been accused of being a Democrat. I've been accused of being a Republican. Nobody would accuse me of being a Democrat today because we've lost those people. We've lost that party. But there was a time when I was accused of being one of, or somebody would one day would accuse me of being a Republican. Somebody there's I'd be accused of being a Democrat. But nobody ever accused me of being a liberal. Nobody ever accused me of being on the left, that's for sure. Because I'm a free market person. I believe in capitalism. I believe capitalism, warts and all, as rough and ugly as it can be, as unfair as it can sometimes be, is still the best system because it's self-regulating. And it creates benevolence. It's created this country, which is the most benevolent and the greatest country in the world, not because we're so wonderful, but because what we do helps people. What America does helps people. Not all we've made our mistakes, and we're not perfect. There are plenty of things that you can indict us for, but on balance, our deposits are way higher than our withdrawals, and so. But I want to come back to this debate that they're having in the Democrat Party right now. The Democrat Party, the people who represent those 12 people on that stage, they're not really the Democrat Party. They're some other party, some left-wing progressive, they call it, socialists. Many of them admit to being socialists. That's not the Democrat Party, folks. That's not the party that got us, that helped build this nation. It's important, and I've talked about this a little bit before, it's important to differentiate between a liberal, a Democrat liberal, and these people. A Democrat liberal still believes in America and still believes in capitalism. They just have a different way of thinking about how to go about things. A Democrat liberal, if they don't like something in capitalism, they want to reform it. They want to make it better. They want to make it fairer, but they don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. They don't want to derail and eradicate the system. That's the reason why I'm telling you, most of the people on this stage, when they raise their hand, when somebody talks about, are you in favor of this progressive idea? Are you in favor of this deal, this idea, this basically a socialist idea? And they all raise their hands. That's not the Democrat Party, folks. That's another party. They just don't call themselves another name. But they really ought to change the name. Most of those people need to change their name to the Socialist Party because they're not really Democrats. Not the way the Democrat Party was for a couple of hundred years. I mean, all the way back to Jefferson. They traced the Democrat Party back to Jefferson. And so when you hear them talk about giving away things, remember, you have to ask, okay, who's going to pay for that? When they talk about taxing the rich, not for their income, but for their wealth. You know, most people out here in America, most people in America who work for a living, they don't envy billionaires. They really don't. In fact, if you're a business owner, you don't necessarily expect to become a billionaire, but you imagine that you could. Maybe you don't want to be a billionaire, but you don't. You just realize that they're just at another level of business than you are. You don't begrudge them of what they have, because you're still given an opportunity to play. That's what capitalism does. That's what our democracy does. Our republic does. So think about these things as you think about what these people are promising, what they're proposing, and also I want you to notice most of them seem awfully angry. I'm not angry, are you? I think that's something to think about. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.